This is Dr. Patrick. I'm going to ask you to ask your question. Myra Graham, date of birth is 7-8-1969. In case this person is to call, cancer surgical resection done in 2021. Patient also having had melanoptic stools. Upper body, stomach, and cardio was seen. Patient in mid body, stomach has thickening of the sketch of forward hemorrhagic, numerous punctured hemorrhagic gastritis. Multivascular are taken from the mid body, stomach. Otherwise, up to fundus and cardiopathy and a mouth of posterior body, range normal gears more. Pressure of the complication. Patient with 10 k valley gale flex, with C square, to signal the sending columns by a fat triangle, pressure, to the sending columns with anastomosis. Because the patient has right side syndrome chemicalectomy for history of colon cancer in April 2021. Patient very tortuous colon, left side appear to be having diverticulosis. Dr. Fisher's brought back to work. No evidence of any local recurrence happening. The anastomosis appear grossly appear unremarkable. Coming out, rest colon unremarkable. No evidence of any colon polyps or colitis. Left side diverticulosis, no evidence of rectum, no evidence of hemorrhoid, no evidence from the complication. Finally, number gosh, number 7, number 0, number 2, impossible endogastritis. Number 3, mid-body stomach, diffuse hemorrhagic, severe hemorrhagic gastritis. Multiple biopsies were taken to our new class with atypical cells versus inflammatory cells. Number 4, gosh, number 0, number 5, colonoscopy up to the anastomosis, right side anastomosis. Number 2, left side anastomosis. Number 5, 6, hemorrhoids recommendation. Away from the hemorrhagic gastritis biopsy, even if biopsy comes benign. I'm going to repeat the upper endoscoping in 3 months with protonics 40 milligram per day and carapid 1 gram TID. And the stomach biopsy is possible to be topography therapy. If any of the biopsy cells, mid body hemorrhage gastric, comes out to be atypical cells or neoplastic cells, the patient is going to go to upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation in Orlando. And if as far as the repeat colonoscopy is concerned, 2 years. Follow on to the next step. Because I got to cover the recent primary care provider, Dr. Jessica Curry, and copy to Farm Study, the episode May 23rd, the day 23rd, the 23rd.